SaturdayToSaturday.com, fired up for another extremely motivational podcast. Haven't been on the podcast airwaves in a couple weeks. We have launched a huge personal development site. Amazing how we got 1,000 members in a very short period of time. Just a couple weeks. No JV partners heard of Sam Crowley. Nobody really heard of this crazy guy that calls every day Saturday and all this other stuff going on. But guess what? Most amazing thing happened. We moved 1,000 units of my flagship product titled 6 Days to Saturday, which you can still get free of charge. I think right now is a date, literally the minute I'm recording this, you can, but we're separating the workbook from the CDs. You'll be able to tell. Go to 6days2saturday.com/special. But I'm not here to sell CDs or workbooks. I'm here to encourage you to go after your dreams. See, there was a few years ago, those of you that know the story, I'm just kind of sitting around stuck in this corporate slave camp and all these morons trying to tell me what to do, how to think, who to hang with, and when I can go play golf and when I should go see my family. And when I say morons, lighten up, okay, dial it down a little bit, okay. I just mean these people, let's equate the word moron with someone that just doesn't have a clue. A lemming, someone that's just a follower, a sheep, part of a herd. And that means they're just following the leader. They have no clue why they're doing it. They have no brain of their own. They have no pulse. Their dream got run over like roadkill about 20 years ago. They were dead, and they're slowly just planning their funeral, right? It's going to take about 50 years to plan their funeral, and then they'll be planted in the ground. And right before they get planted in the ground, they'll have the epiphany that every single individual that wasn't an entrepreneur has, and that is, wow. What did I spend the last 50 years of my life doing again? How many meetings was I in? Who was that dummy that was, you know, ordering me around for 10 or 15 years and I just kind of followed him around? I've seen so much corporate roadkill. I think I've seen it more now than I did when I was stuck in the rat race, because titles and promotions and plaques and ribbons give all these individuals a false sense of security. And hey, man, I got both hands up. I was guilty of it more than anybody. I mean, I literally have seen a guy, and this is a very true story, and I'm not going to name names because I'm not here. I've never called anybody out, not even on my 6 Days to Saturday program where I use specific life, real life examples. Do I ever call anybody out? But there's a gentleman who was in tears in fear of losing his job, and somehow, through the gods of corporate, the guy's life gets turned around, things happen to fall in place, he gets an unbelievable windfall, corporately speaking, and gets money and car and turns into the biggest piece of crap you ever thought you'd ever meet in your entire life. And then everybody that was disrespecting the guy, making fun of him, talking about what a loser he was when he was just about down and out. I'm talking about 1 foot in the grave, another on a banana peel, right? Down, out for the count, like Frazier in the 15th round, bloodied, beaten up, done. Just something happens in an organizational shift within a corporation. All of a sudden, he gets the money, he gets the title, and he turns into the biggest jerk you ever wanted to meet in your entire life, or never wanted to meet in your entire life. Treated people like the dirt under his shoes. And I'm telling you, it's a real life example. It happens every single day. And how can this possibly go on and people not be incensed? How does that not make you stand up? I mean, everybody else that I was around, I'm like, God, can you believe what an idiot this guy turned into? All because of money? Are you kidding? That's all it took was money and a title to get this guy to go from crying about losing his job to being, hey, you need to set an appointment to see me now. Come on. I'm the only one upset about that. I'm the only one that went after my dream. I'm the only one that actually said, you know what? The hell with this. I'm going to go launch my passion every day of Saturday. What is it you want to do? What's your passion? You like music? You like to build things? You like to go and volunteer? What is it, man? You can make money doing anything. Why would you sit around jerks like this the rest of your life knowing that you're one organizational move away from going the other way, losing everything? Because when this turd ball got his promotion, someone else had to lose theirs, right? So my point is, everybody else, man, they're just lemmings. They're sitting around. They're like going to the freaking slaughterhouse waiting for that piece of stock option that's worth nothing, AIG, that is absolutely can be ripped away in a minute, Lehman Brothers. Okay? I mean, are you guys crazy out there that are hitching your wagon to this false facade, this corporate god that really does not exist. Oh, but I'm going to lose my health insurance. Oh, I might lose my job. Oh, there's 6 million people out of work. Yeah, I know. I know. I know that 92%, 94% of the homes in our country are not in foreclosure. I know that 92% of the people that want to have a job in our country have one. See, I don't use the 8% unemployment. I don't use the 6% foreclosure rates, okay? I don't use any of that. And oh, by the way, when something is going wrong, there's an opportunity for you to jump in and make a difference. I didn't say make money. I said make a difference. In the Phoenix area alone, there's 44,000 homes in foreclosure. What are you doing about that right now? Oh, I think I'll step back. I think I'll wait to the side. And I think I'll wait till the timing's just right. Yeah, okay, you sit around and wait, and you don't look at that, and you don't see a huge opportunity. I was in Phoenix, Scottsdale area, back in March, and I met an individual who's making $200,000 a month. Oh, my God, in this economy? Are you kidding me, Sam? You know how he's doing it? He's just wholesaling real estate in the Phoenix area. I mean, he literally, he can't even keep up. The guy can't, he's not even sleeping because he's trying to fill all the orders that he has. But you guys out there and girls, you're going to bang your head against a wall, sit in a cubicle next to Johnny or Susie who's stirring their oatmeal in the morning. How's your day the day before? Yeah, not bad for a Wednesday. How was your Monday? Good. Oh, the weekend's coming. I can't wait. It's Friday. Oh, I'm in such a better mood. It's dress down day today. They let us dress down. That's like, remember in when you were six and you wore your Garanimal outfit for school pictures? It's kind of like what they let us do here. It's so nice because we're 40 and they treat us like we're seven and we actually subscribe to it and we buy into it. Wake up, people! You can do whatever it is you want to do. Don't be afraid to go after your passion. Don't listen to the morons, okay? People that do not have a dream, do not have a pulse, they will yank you down. And you know when it gets even worse? Here's something to look forward to. Do you want it bad enough to be criticized? Because when you do go for your dream, when you do go for your Saturday, there's a whole other slew of morons that are out there to try to shoot you down and say, look at that, and who do they think they are? But let me tell you something right now. The best tasting fruit is out on the limb. You will never, ever have true significance. That's what you're going after. You're going after significant. There is nothing significant about sitting in an office. I don't care how many oak desks you have. I don't care how many great views of the city you have. I've had them all. 3 promotions in 4 years. It never meant a thing, man. But yet, there's the individual that thinks, oh, you know, that next promotion, even though this one sucks really bad, and I get treated like pond scum every single day, and I'm really just an order taker in a $1,000 suit, the next one is going to be better because I get more direct reports and I get a 5% raise. Let's not forget about that. My evaluation's coming up. And I think, dude, you may not even have a job. There's CEOs delivering pizzas. You guys plug into what's going on in the news? Would you rather hitch your wagon to that or would you rather hitch your wagon to your dream? I don't care what your dream is. You can earn money doing everything, but you better make damn well sure you're actually making a difference in the world, okay? You better make sure that you've got a product or a service that you deliver that actually is worth somebody else investing in you or your product. And that's it. That's today's message. Hitch your wagon to your passion. Build equity in yourself. And look, and at the end of the day, if you're just going to get taken out at the knees like everybody else out there and just be average, then hey, that's your decision. I'm telling you right now, there's more opportunity. Right now, it's May 15th, 2009. There is more opportunity right now to be financially free and realize every single dream you've ever had than there's ever been. I don't care what period of time. When I was buying real estate back in the early part of this decade, back in 2001 and 2002, everyone was saying, well, I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man. I couldn't even, the excuses were so stupid that I couldn't even rationalize after I engaged myself in personal development. I couldn't even understand what people were trying to think. I thought I was the ex-stutter. These other people were mumbling stuff, man. I got a case of the mumbles. Well, you know, if somebody kicks a hole in the wall, yeah, that's right. If somebody kicks a hole in the wall, I'm going to pay my property manager to replace it. What's your next objection? Why wouldn't you own property? Well, you know, you're going to be on the hook for the mortgage. Yeah, and so are you with that big house you have, buying money with money you can't afford for to impress people you don't like. You know, what are you doing with that big house, 7 bedrooms, that you only sleep in one of them? You know, I'm actually buying an asset. You own a liability. Give me some more. Come on, bring the objections. And then when you launch a personal development site, well, you know, you've already went bankrupt and lost your job. And yeah, I get that part. You know, it's actually pretty fun. You ever lost everything you have? That's when you're really grateful about everything. But I'm going to stop right here. I'm stopping the show because I don't want to get into that. That's a whole other podcast, being grateful for what you have and all this stuff. I'm challenging you right now. Get yourself fired up. Cut the morons out of your life. Don't sit in a cubicle in an office for the rest of your life looking out the window thinking, you know, I put my plan together. I think in the next 24 to 36 months, you're never going to do it. You're never going to do it. You know why? Because the people you hang around every day aren't going to do it, all right? They're going to sit in forums. They're going to chat all day about what life could be like in a perfect world in Happy Town, where everybody's happy, when really they're absolutely 100% miserable. And you know what's going to make them more miserable? You know what's really going to hack them off is when you decide to go for your dream and you leave them and their dumb comments in the dust. That is when you become a champion. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. If you do not own a copy of my product, 6 Days of Saturday, what are you waiting for? It's still free. You pay shipping and handling, I get it out to you. We put you into our membership site for 90 days at no charge. I'm sorry, 30 days. Back it up. I'm not going to edit the audio. It's 30 days free in the EverydaySaturday.com community. We are going on the road. We'll be in Orlando June 13th and 14th over in Australia, New Zealand. And we are fired up and focused because you are a champion. Fired up.